Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Nun Zayin, 457. Today's the first of a set of six mitzvos. There are six mitzvos here relating to mesis, relating to dealing with somebody who is convincing someone else to do avodah zarah. That is a mesis. Today's issur is not to love a mesis. Shelo le'ahov a mesis. So there are six mitzvahs here. This is part of the larger framework. The Rambam says in Hilchos Avodah Zarah there are 51 mitzvos that relate to avodah zarah. So there's a large percentage of mitzvahs that relate to avodah zarah. Now we have six in a row that relate to mesis. With the last mitzvah we did in Taf Nun Vav, also there was an isser of listening to somebody who was misnabe in the name of avodah zarah. And now we have six mitzvahs specifically related to how to deal with a mesis. The first one being the isser of loving a mesis. Let's see what the Torah tells us. Says the Torah in Perek Yud Gimel here in Parshas Re'eh. Ki yisischa achicha, where does your mesis come from? Mesis means to seduce. From the word here, ki yisischa. Achicha ben imecha. Rashi says, "Ein hasata elo lashon girui." Girui means to awaken and to start uncovering different desires that one might have in a seductive way, trying to get you to go away from your beliefs. Ki yisischa achicha ben imecha uvincha uvitcha uvitcha kecha. If anybody asher kenafshecha b'seiser leimar says to you in private, this is also the source in the Torah for the inyan halachas of yichud. Hopefully, Hashem, in the next couple of days, we'll be able to discuss inyan yichud somewhat as well, because this is the source in the Torah where it comes up. May Elohei ha'amim asher svivo sechem, from the gods of the nation that are around you, hakrovim elecha, or harachokim imecha, those who are close to you or far from you, mikseir azakseiaret, close, far, ones that your father, shalayadata atava vusecha, that you and your forefathers never knew. Rashi quotes here, the Medrash, Dover zeganai gadol ulecha, this is even a tremendous genai to Bnei Yisrael, sha'af ha'umos, even the Ubos HaOlam, the idolaters that are amongst the other nations, they at least follow the idols and the avodah zarah of their forefathers. And here we leave what was done by our forefathers and we go somewhere else. So the Torah says, when anybody tries to do this, ki yisischa, the Torah has a number of phrases in the same pasuk, and the Rambam and the Chiddush count them each as a separate mitzvah, lo sase de'oraisa, lo so velo, do not love him. That's today's mitzvah. V'lo sishma elav. That's another mitzvah. V'lo sachos eidcha alav. V'lo sachmo. V'lo sachasel alav. Each of these is a separate mitzvah. Lo sase d'oraisa, according to the Rambam and according to the Sefer HaChinuch. What does the word lo sove mean? Probably the hardest word in the pasuk to translate. Lo sove. So Rashi says lo sove means lo tehe ta'avlo, from the word ta'av. Ta'av means to desire. Lo te'tavlo, don't desire to be with him. Lo te'ehavenu. Rashi says, do not love him. Since the pasuk says in Kedoshim, you have to love all your friends, all your halachic friends, your fellow Jews, ezeh lo te'ehav. But to this one, exception to the rule, this one, do not love. That is Rashi. If you look at the Ramban quotes Rashi, and then he says, I don't exactly agree that that's what the word lo sove means. Lo sove Rashi means basically don't love. The Ramban says, no, if you look at other contexts, lo sove means do not desire. Avo b'gemara, he quotes the Gemara Sanhedrin that says this. Ava v'shama. Ava means desire and accept and listen to. Ki ava lashon ratzon. Lo ava shavakech l'shmel el bilam. Lo ava yabmi. Ava means to desire. He doesn't want. He doesn't want to do this. He doesn't want to do that. The lo sove, lo, don't want to do like him. Meaning what? Lo, according to the Ramban, lo sove, lo, he doesn't count that as a separate mitzvah lo sase. Why? Because this just means don't listen. Just like the previous mitzvah. Don't listen to it. Somebody who's bestabe b'shem avodah zarah. That's part of just not listening to avodah zarah. The Ramban would say the same thing here. That's what lo sove means. If you look in the Rambam, in the Sefer HaMitzvos, he seems to quote both Rashi and the Ramban's Lashon in Mitzvah Yud Zayin, pretty close up to the top. Shehiz here Hamusas, the one who is being convinced, is warned, me ahova mesis, from loving the mesis, Ola ha'azin devarav, or to listen to his words. The first phrase sounds like Rashi, the second phrase sounds like the Ramban. That's lo sovelo. We can't love him, we can't listen to him, we cannot have anything to do with him. And just to describe, the Rambam says that each of these, just like Rashi says here, v'yahaflorecha kamocha is lahavamina, and therefore the Torah goes out of its way to say, this Jew is not included in the Yahavtarecha Kamocha. So the Rambam says by each of the next couple of mitzvahs, we're going to have this idea that you have a halacha by all of the Jews, but not by this one. Mitzvah biyada musas lahargo. It's a mitzvah for the musas, for the one who was seduced to do avodah zarah, to kill the mesis. Shenemar yadcha bo barishona lahamiso. His hand comes first. Va'asr le musas le'ehovas ha-mesis. You can't love him. Shevelo sovelo. Minchas Chinuch and others point out, what do you mean? He's getting killed. They're not going to have too much time to love him or not love him at all anyway. So maybe this is, as the Torah also expands upon this, maybe this is a case where there were no Edom. There were no witnesses, but the Musas knows what this Mesis tried to do to him. So he's not going to die, the Mesis, at least not yet. So the Musas still has an Issa Daraisa. Who knows about this? HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. Lo Sovelo, he knows about this. You're not going to get Malchus on the Sitzer anyway. Could this believe? Ulafishin Emar Bisone Azov Ta Azovimo. And because it says by a sone, you still have to help him in terms of loads. Yachalato zev laze, you might think that you have to help this person, the basis, tabalobar, velos ishmaelov. And because it says elsewhere that you're not allowed to stand idly by when your friend's blood is being spilled, yachal I ata omed al damoshal ze. You might think that Isra also applies to a Mesis, Tabalomar, Lo Sachos Einecha, right? You should not have compassion in your eyes. V'yosur le Musas l'lamid lav schus. And a person can't be Malame schus. It's an exception to the rule of Dalakav schus. You have to be Dalakav chova Mesis. And all these are special, unique halachos that apply to a Mesis that don't apply to other individuals in halacha. So, says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shenim Nanu, Kemochein, Shelo Lahatos, Ozen, Ledivre HaMesis. Not to turn our ears to the Mesis. That's a Ramban type Lashon. Velo Lachabev Oso B'Shem Davar. And not to make him beloved for anything. That's a Rashi type Lashon. V'inyan Mesis, who? What is a Mesis? Misha Mesis, Echon mi B'nei Yisrael, Lalechas La'avon Avodah Zarah. Someone who tries to seduce a fellow Jew to go and worship Avodah Zarah, Kigon, like, Sheishabeach lo pulas Avodah Zarah, oh, this is a great service that we could do, V'yishabcheda lo k'di sheyidach achreav yavdena, anybody who says something positive and tries to get the other person to do Avodah Zarah, V'yetzi mitachskar v'yashchina, that is the halacha of a mesis. Again, somebody tries to get somebody else to do another Avera, any other Avera besides Avodah Zarah, says, Lifnei iver lo sitin michshol. That's helping somebody, facilitating somebody to do Avodah Zarah. But to do any other mitzvah. But here there's a specific Avera for helping somebody, convincing somebody to perform Avodah Zarah. V'alzeh ne'emar, lo, sovet, lo. There is a big discussion in the Rishonim, the Rambam and the Ramban, whether this and the following mitzvahs should be counted as a mitzvah anyway. The Rambam himself says, this is Shoresh Shemini. The eighth Shoresh, the Rambam, if you remember, has 14 Shorashim, 14 rules and regulations at the beginning of Sefer HaMitzvahs, where he describes what is counted as a mitzvah, what is not counted as a mitzvah, all the rules and regulations. So in the eighth Shoresh, the Rambam says, She'ein ra'ui limnos shelilas achiyav im ha'azhara. We know that commands are counted as lo sases, don't do this, don't do this. But sometimes the Torah uses the word lo or ein, says the Rambam, not meant to be a mitzvah, but just a reality. Just a reality. Like the Torah says, Lokamna o Navi Kamosha. There was no other Navi like Moshe Rabbeinu ever, it says at the end of the Torah. So that's velo. That velo is not a tzivui, as we know. We know that's a very understandable. That's what's called a shalila, just a negative. That's the second to last pasuk of the Torah. V'lo kam navi od bi Yisrael kamosha sheido Hashem panim apanim. Third to last pasuk. That's a v'lo. That's a shalila. The Rambam says there are other examples of shalilos. Those are not counted as mitzvahs. Lo amad ish, lo ish kel v'chazev, lo takum ba'mayim sara. The Rambam quotes a number of examples. But other times, most of the time, lo or al, connote and reflect a lo sase. The question is, when do you know, when do you not know? So, You should just be aware, says the Rambam, of this principle, and you have to figure out whether it is counted as a mitzvah or it is just a shalila. So there are machlokos about this. The Ramban, in the Sefer HaMitzvahs there, says, well, I think the Rambam is wrong related to this one. I think this one also is a shalila. After all, a mesis you're putting to death, as we said before. So what do you mean, don't love him? It's just like, that's a mitzias. If you put him to death, you're not going to love him, you're not going to have rachmanis on him, you're not going to be dalakav schus v'chulu. But that is not a reason to count it as a mitzvah. So that is the Ramban Tahara, but the Rambam and the Chiddush do count all of these six mitzvahs as mitzvos relating to a mesis. Misharshi ha-mitzvah, the messages behind this mitzvah are, ki yakasav b'mitzvah kodemaslo, similar to what we said earlier, v'dineva hanagasah b'chol tagir aleha chaverta. Fine, it's the same type of idea. There are a number of important points to mention when it comes to mesis. First is the Ramban. This Ramban we mentioned in the past, but it's a crucial Ramban that has to do with the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Peites. The Gemara there says, Dalid Srichan Achraza. There are four people that when I punish them, I don't just punish them privately. I need to announce, this person is being punished for this Aver V'chulu, and it says in the Torah, V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yira'u. By these four people. So here is one of them, by the Mesis. In a couple of psukim it says, Uskalto b'avanim v'meis, ki v'kesh la'adich ha'cha me'al Hashem alokecha. Because he desired to bring people away from Hashem, your God, ha'motzi ha'cha me'eres, b'sarim b'es avadim. V'chol Yisrael yishmu'u v'yira'un. All Yisrael should hear, and they shall listen. So that phrase is found by three other contexts as well. It's found by Edom Zomamin, it's found by Zakein Mamre, and it is found, as we'll see, the fourth one by Ben Sora Amore. What do these four have in common, asked the Ramban? The Dalish et Srichen Hachraza. Says the Ramban, each of these people aren't really punished for their Maisa Avera. It's not so much about what they did, but about what they represent to society, and they are punished for the pernicious nature that they bring to society. It's what we would call in Lubavitch, it's the chalos shem. Once they get a certain status, then that status is chayav misa. It's not that they did something that's mechayev them a punishment. So the Ramban says this in Parshas Kisetzi by Ben Sora Amore. Ben Sora Amore is 13 years old, so he stole from his father and he drank a lot of wine and he ate a lot of meat. That's chiyav misa. So the Torah says no. Once he has the status of Ben Sora Amore, memela, he is punished. Edom Zomim, the Gemara says, do not require hasra'a. Unlike most other averus, no hasra'a. I mean, no asra. Why not? Because the Salvatrix developed the idea that really Eitzomim is about a shame, Eitzomim, a chalo shame, and Mamela, they are punished for that. But not because of a specific Maisa Aveira. Let's read it. Says the Ramban, Shenitz Tavinu Ladat Hashem Bechol Derechecha. Vizolo Vesobe Lo Yada Derech Hashem. Somebody who is a glutton and eating meat and drinking wine is not going to fulfill the being an Eved Hashem. V'yala klal, ein bo ata chet maves. V'yal shem sofa hu nidon. The Betzor Amore is, as we know, nidon al shem sofa for the future. V'zeh tam v'kol Yisrael yishmu v'yiro. Ki lo humas begodel cheto. He is not punished. The Betzor Amore, which Betzor Hashem will have to talk about. We already had the losa say of Betzor Amore. Right, we had not being a zolol and a sofe. But the other punishments we'll talk about later. So again, kilohumas begodel cheto eloli yaserbo asarabim. He's punished to teach others. V'shaloyet takalal achirim. V'chein derech hakasuf shiyasir kein kasher yamusu legeder. You make these announcements whenever the killing, Mises Bezdin is to for a geder kadesha tiyeh be'amisa sam takanola achirim. So their misa will help out others and inspire others. Ki kein hiskir bezakein mamre. Azakin Mamri, one of the members of the Sanhedrin that was outvoted, that thinks everybody else is wrong. Seriously thinks, and therefore he wants to pass like he passes. But the problem is that's going to undermine the system. If everybody, you had a day, you had a vote, you were outvoted. So now you can't pass him like you. Lefisha ain baho ra'aso chait shehe roila musbo raku lahasir machlokas minat Torah. You have to have that. Number three, v'chein be'edim zomamin. What's the raya that edim zomamin are not punished for their maisa avera? Sheneharagim v'lo hargu, the famous halach of kasher zomam v'lo kasher asav. Only if they wanted to do something, if they actually succeeded, they wouldn't be punished. And finally, the last one is us. V'chein hiskir b'meisis. L'fishehu neharag b'diburo hara bilvad. Ava Mishlo Avar Anisas. Avodas Gelila. Velo Shomelov. Even if the Musas, the one who was trying to convince, he was not successful. And the guy never worshipped Avodah Zarah. Still, the Mesis is Chayav for trying. Avo Misaso Liaser Hanish Arim. Vigamzu Misa Mukhudeshas and Mavueris Vichulus. That is the Ramban. There are four people. The Dalash and Zuchan Achraza are not punished for their Mesa Adirs, but for their punished for what they symbolize in society. And therefore, we must rid ourselves from them. V'yar tahara mi kerbecha. The Meshech Chachma even adds on this parsha based on a one word in the later part of the pasuk. Right, so he said lo sovelo, don't love him, don't listen. You have to surely kill him. Uskaltob avarim v'meis. He is chayv skila ki bikesh lahadichacha me'al Hashem Elokecha, because he wanted to distance you from on Hashem your God. What does that mean? The word me'al. It should say bikesh lahadichacha me'Hashem Elokecha. What do you mean me'al Hashem Elokecha? So the Meshech Chachma has a unique pshat, a very short Meshech Chachma. We all know the Gemara in Brachas Davav. Now, Hashem wears tefillin and we wear tefillin. What does it say in our tefillin? Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. What does it say in Hashem's tefillin? Umi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echad ba'aretz. That we are a unique nation that serves HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Meshech Chachma. So if somebody is Mesis, their friend to Avodah Zarah, Mesis Yisrael Avodah Zarah, Rotseach sheyasuru mihiyos tefillin, Rotseh, what is he trying to do? What is this guy trying to do by getting a fellow Jew to do Avodah Zarah? He's trying to remove Mika'am Chai Yisrael Goyechad Ba'aretz. He's trying to remove that tefillin from HaKadosh Baruch Hu's head, Kaviyachol. So that's Bikesh La'adiyachacha Me'au Hashem Elokecha. From on, by wiping out the special relationship between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael, and erasing Mika'am Chai Yisrael Goyechad Ba'aretz, he is in effect taking off the tefillin of God, and that is the problem. V'zehu me'al Hashem Elokecha. Right? That's what somebody is doing. Somebody who is undermining all of society, trying to get them to worship Avodah Zarah. There are two other ideas to mention relating to the Sharshi HaMitzvah. Like the Chinuch mentioned here, the Chinuch says that the first Sharish, as I said earlier, meaning there's a balance. Even if somebody is... there is a mitzvah of, let's say, v'yaflo recha kamocha, as Rashi said, but still, one can't go overboard. There are limits to the ahava. Similar idea is mentioned by the Shemen HaTov. The Shemen HaTov, Rabbi Weinberger, in his Sefer on Moadim, in Volume 2. There are six volumes out now, but in Volume 2, in this first piece relating to Akedas Yitzchak, there he says, look at Rashi, on Vayhi Achar HaDvar Mo'ela. After these things, so what does Rashi say there? After the words of the Satan, and the Satan said, you got Yishmael and Yitzchak going, and Yishmael says, oh, I had bris milah when I was 13, and Yitzchak said, oh yeah, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked me for even to give his my whole life, not just a limb, I would give it to him. Okay, good. Anyway, so the Rashbam and the other Rishonim also deal with what is the connection between the Parsha prior to Akedas Yitzchak, which was the bris with Avimelech, and the Akedah. What's the connection? And furthermore, why do we lay that on the first day of Rosh Hashanah? May Olam Kashali Lama Kavar Abosinu Kriya the Rosh Hashanah Yom Rishon Vashem Pakan Asara Ad Velo Ad Bechlal Maiso Akedah. Why? What does that have to do? So some say Basher Husham. Just like if we want to go to Yishmael was judged Basher Husham, no matter what he did later, so do we want to be judged Basher Husham. But maybe there's something deeper, says the Shemen HaTov. And that is, Avraham just made a treaty with Avimelech. He went out of his way. I want protection. I want to make sure that my children, my grandchildren are okay. And therefore, he made a treaty. And Chazal pick up on the fact that was not appropriate. We don't make treaties. That's what the Rashbam says. The Rashbam, in an amazing comment on the beginning of the Akedah, he says the Akedah was a punishment for Avraham Avinu making the bris. You're so worried about your children. You want to make sure your children stay, on the right and the narrow and they stay safe. Let's see what happens. You know, kill your child. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham Avinu, right? So Hashem, Avraham Avinu should not have made that treaty. So in a similar vein, the Shemen HaTov says, V'nira de'efshar, de'kivnu, what is the kavana, de'balalamed, de'afta midas ha'chesed gadla ad ma'od, hitzricha gvulin. Even though chesed is unbelievable, we have to go out of our way for chesed, there are limits and boundaries. And v'yitachin, and it's possible sometimes to have too much chesed. And that's why you need the balance of the first day of Rosh Hashanah, where you hook by the chesed of Avraham Avinu and going out and being nice. And then the second day of Rosh Hashanah, when we speak about Akedas Yitzchak, din. So you have chesed and din mixed together. Those are the two lanings, and that's the balance. That's the message of our mitzvah. The message of our mitzvah is there is an avo echad kamocha, but certain avo we have to know is not appropriate. Not appropriate because this person needs to be distanced from the rest of Klal Yisrael. One point. The other point I wanted to mention was Rav Sirotzkin and Zayim LaTorah here puts this whole section in a historical context. Remember Moshe Rabbeinu is giving his last psych-up speech, his last chizuk before he dies. All of Sefer Bamidbar is really that. And here he is saying, you know, musatim, take care of yourself. And unique to this halacha is yadacha. The musas is the one who's going to do the punishment. Why? Says the Zayim LaTorah, think back. Who caused the Cheta Egel? As many say, suggest, it was the Erev Rav, it was these Gerim Gerurim that came along from Mitzrayim. So after they were killed, so Moshe Rabbeinu announces, okay, Mila Shem Elai, who's with me? So most of Klal Yisrael should have stood up. Most of them, because most of them didn't really, they weren't the instigators of the Avodah Zarah. Most of them should have stood up, but they didn't. Only Shevet Levi stood up. The other Jews were like, I don't want to get involved, and it's okay, let them do it. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu is going against. Moshe does not want that to happen again. He wants that if there ever is Chas V'Shalom, a Shemetz, some type of event relating to Avodah Zarah, all the Jews get up and say, Yadcha Tiyabo Barishona. That's what the message of this mitzvah is, that the Musatim themselves have to stand up and take the law into their own hands regarding Avodah Zarah. But this is Rav Sirotzkin putting all of these mitzvos, this section, into a halachic context. Why Moshe Rabbeinu was so makpid now to talk about Mesis? Because he wants people to take it very seriously so another Egel does not happen again. Okay, this was 457, the Isser of loving a Mesis. Next time, B'ezras Hashem, we will talk about keeping the sinna of a Mesis in our hearts. Okay, we'll stop here.